The cornerstone of our waning constitutional republic is our ability to check the overreach of a tyrannical central government. And the capacity to do so inheres in an environment of privacy in which U.S. citizens can communicate and organize with a view to overturn oppressive and unlawful government policies. But with recent revelations of the NSA spy op on millions of Americans, our last line of defense, strategies and tactics, made in private, is being shut down.
Verizon offers its telephone customers what's called the Share Everything plan. Well, the irony of that did not escape a lot of folks today when it was revealed that Verizon has been sharing the phone records of millions with U.S. intelligence.
The National Security Agency, operating under secret court orders to thwart suspected terror plots, was authorized to track calls to and from phone numbers of millions of Americans, even those not tied to terror investigations, and track the duration of the calls. But the Obama administration insists it did not listen to the conversations or record the names of the callers. The program was approved by the secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, located inside the federal courthouse in Washington. Counterterrorism experts told us this surveillance is ongoing and involves most major telephone companies, not just Verizon.
And this latest spy op ranges far beyond the seizure of domestic telephone records.
Your sources tell you that this extends beyond phone companies to the internet as well.
It does. This is a program called PRISM. It's an outgrowth of a program that was once called Stellar Wind. That's the program that they came to heads with at the White House over whether it was something that went too far. They applied some structure, some rules, and some laws.
Rules and laws? No way. The NSA's PRISM, established in 2007 under the oversight of those Homeland Security Jewish bosses, Lieberman, Levin, Feinstein, and Chertoff, has direct access to the servers of Microsoft, Google, and Facebook. And that means your emails, all web searches, and social media postings are free for the taking by the boys at the NSA. The internet giants may deny it, but I say intimidation factors in for fear of reprisal. Remember, it's legal for Verizon to allow spying on their customers, but illegal to inform them. Now Harry Reid wants us to all calm down. It's all been going on for the last 7 years. And Jewish Senator Dianne Feinstein, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is going to make everything all right.
Right now, I think everyone should just calm down and understand this isn't anything that is brand new. It's been going on for some 7 years. So I think that what we should do is make sure that Senator Feinstein has the opportunity to review what has gone on.
As you know, this is just metadata. There is no content involved. In other words, no content of a communication. I know that people are trying to get to us. This is the reason why we keep TSA doing what it's doing. This is the reason why the FBI now has 10,000 people doing intelligence on counterterrorism. This is the reason for the National Counterterrorism Center that's been set up in the time we've been active. And it's to ferret this out before it happens. It's called protecting America.
Obama then applies the very same eyewash, formulated not to clear our vision, but to blind us to privacy intrusion, under the guise that we're being protected from all those terrorists lurking at your neighborhood grocery store.
Nobody is listening to your telephone calls. That's not what this program's about. As was indicated, the intelligence community is doing is looking at phone numbers and durations of calls. They are not looking at people's names, and they're not looking at content. But by sifting through this so-called metadata, they may identify potential leads with respect to folks who might engage in terrorism.
No way. The government's the threat, not terrorists. Big Brother is creating fear amongst the people, even manufacturing terrorists, as we saw with the FBI used car salesman sting operation last year, so it can justify further encroachment on our privacy. And it's only metadata that Big Brother is tapping into? Bull. Metadata includes your phone number, who you called, from where you called, and on the internet, who you emailed, and what you posted. Perhaps you're a returning vet calling your doctor, telling him you're having a bout with depression, followed by another call to the local director of the NRA, volunteering your services to oppose gun registration, and then logging onto Facebook complaining about government overreach. Get the picture here? Feinstein and friends will nail you as a gun owner on drugs, with mental problems, organizing a campaign to resist her political agenda. In other words, she would likely term you an enemy of the state and a suspected terrorist. What's particularly frightening is that the ones doing all this intelligence gathering on U.S. citizens is the military, which has no business intruding into civilian matters. The NSA is an arm of the Pentagon, whose policies are under the ever-enabling eye of Jewish Senator Carl Levin, head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, who brought us the infamous NDAA. The recent IRS scandal proves that power in the hands of government, whether it's the Fed's private collection agency, the IRS, or the military, will be used not against terrorists, but against so-called political opponents. And that could easily be you. And do we want the military's own secret FISA court, where Jews make up 20% of its council, to issue warrantless searches in violation of the Fourth Amendment?
Harry Reid says, we should just calm down, Judge. This has been going on a long time. They've been able to stop some sort of terrorism, this, that, or the other thing. So just don't worry about it.
Just because Harry Reid knew about this for 7 years and it's been going on for 7 years does not mean that it is constitutionally permissible. Who would trust them after this? The Constitution doesn't trust them. As Catherine Harris just pointed out, they lied under oath, this administration, when they were asked under oath, are you collecting information about American citizens? And Admiral Clapper, who's the head of all this, said, no, we're not.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
The whole purpose of the Fourth Amendment is to prevent the government from doing just this. It's to prevent it from interfering with the privacy rights of innocent people, a lot of innocent people, in order to find a few that may be planning something wrong.
Under this logic, the government could send people to all of our homes, put them in a bed next to us, have them watch everything. Under this logic, they can come, they can do anything.
That's right. Under this logic, the government, under Jewish control, as I've proven many times, knowing that fed-up citizens are organizing against them, are tapping phones to find out what form the opposition is taking, at what strength and intensity, and exactly where the hot spots are. By the NSA establishing a pattern of calls, location, length, and related numbers, Homeland Security, armed to the teeth, can identify, infiltrate, and counter any kind of opposition to the Orwellian status quo. We're in homeland mode now, you know, where domestic extremists have replaced non-existent foreign terrorists that we've been conditioned to fear 24/7. Privacy is our last line of defense. Take away our means of organizing in private, and our country becomes a Bolshevik tyranny run by a gang of Jews.